98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Doug and Wolf.
Giving you inside information on the NFL every week.
Dude, what's happening?
NFL insider John Clayton.
Mom, when's dinner?
Joins Doug and Wolf now. Brought to you by Courtesy Chevrolet, serving the Valley for over 60 years. Number one for a reason. Visit CourtesyChev.com.
Our own, the Doug and Wolf NFL insider is John Clayton. Every Friday, he calls in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line at 7:33. John, good morning. What are the words you would use for what you saw on Thursday Night Football at State Farm Stadium?
Absolutely ugly. Absolutely ugly. I mean, you can't. There's no good words you can say. I mean, it was just bad. Everything that you look at from the very beginning with the two pick sixes and Josh Rosen struggling, the defense not being able to do it, how Denver was celebrating, and then here's Von Miller coming back and making the prediction at the beginning of the week that they were going to do what they ended up doing. That was bad.
So, Johnny, what changes could you see coming, or are you hearing that?
You would hope there isn't, but you have to figure there probably is. And, I kind of worry about the offensive coordinator. I think that, because even when I was back there a couple weeks ago for the game, there was a lot of clamoring about that, and things were much better a couple weeks ago. So you'd have to kind of think that, particularly with the 10 days now that's going to be off, that there's a chance that Mike McCoy could end up losing his job. It'd be a shame, but, we just watched it a couple weeks ago in Atlanta. Here's Dirk Cutter. They're off to a horrible start. Their defense is doing poorly. They tried to stand by Mike Smith, the defensive coordinator, and they have another bad game, and Mike Smith loses his job. It's just kind of the bad product of the NFL as far as what happens, but I think there'll probably have to be a sacrifice here, and I hope it doesn't happen, but I think it might.
We're talking to John Clayton, Doug and Wolf NFL insider, about what that was that we saw. Back me up on this, because you've been covering the NFL for over 40 years, and that is the difference between losing 45-10 on a Sunday afternoon in a low-rated game when you get the last game on Fox, something like that, and a Thursday night primetime, this is football America. Is Michael Bidwill, do you thinking, will he react differently because it's national television? Do owners react differently when it's a national television embarrassment?
No, I don't think so. I think that they react the same way. I mean, if it's bad, then they react bad. If this was a low-rated game on Fox coming up on a Sunday, I think it's going to be the same thing. Certainly from the embarrassment standpoint, I mean, that's going to affect him. But I don't think it's going to, I don't think there's any ripple effect. I mean, a bad game's a bad game, and you can either write it off or try to overreact to it. But I don't think in the case of Michael, he's going to overreact just because it was a Thursday night game.
Do you think, from what you've talked to other people, do you think Byron Leftwich is ready to be an offensive coordinator?
I would have to think so. I mean, at least he's now had more than a year where he's been able to learn. That may be a little bit a lot to ask, but he's obviously going to be the choice if there's going to be a change. And I know he's a bright guy. That's one thing I know from his playing days, and I would imagine he can probably carry that over. I guess the big thing is, before they make a change, what Steve Wilks need to do is just, sit down and see, okay, is Byron ready? Quiz him to make sure that he's ready, and then make the decision. Because, again, you just don't want to make rash moves because things could get worse.
Is there an offensive coordinator that might be out there right now on the street that could be a possibility here? Again, if, in fact, it does happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if it does happen, is there an offensive coordinator that's out there that you would consider?
Well, I mean, one that comes to mind would be Daryl Bevel, who had been here in Seattle and they let him go and he didn't land anywhere. So that could be one option, I guess. And that's just, a guy that has been a coordinator that's had success in that. I mean, if they reach outside, maybe he could be an option.
John
just
Clayton,
not likely.
Yeah, that's funny.
Unlikely, very unlikely. Right.
Admittedly, I immediately think of, how's his success rate at State Farm Stadium when it comes to giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch? I can't help him. That's the first thing I
see once again. That's going to be with him, unfortunately.
Right.
It is.
Too, you think of the terminology and the difference in terminology right now. Yeah. It'd be just so difficult for a coordinator to come in and do that. It's the reason why, if they are going to make a change, you could see him doing it within.
John, give us some perspective on something. The hiring of Steve Wilks is kind of interesting because Todd Bowles handed a top five, top 10 defense to James Betcher, and it kept going. And then James Betcher, in a sense, without being buddy-buddy with with him, handed a top five or top ten defense to Steve Wilks. They run different schemes, but it's a lot of the same players, and the defense looks like trash. Do you have to give Steve Wilks time to get his players, or is it a bad hire when you hire a guy that says, I want to change something that's working?
Well, no, I mean, I think you have to give him time because his system's going to be different. I mean, particularly when you know that, particularly the linebacking core is going to be different. It's a 4-3 defense versus a 3-4, and so there's definitely going to be some personnel that is not necessarily going to fit. And so that's why I think that's why not in the case of Arizona, because this was Bruce Arians stepping down, but that's why I think what happens is why there's too many changes, because all of a sudden you make a change, it's a whole different system. I mean, when you go from a Bruce Arians system and what he had with Betcher in the 3-4, then you go to a different coach in a 4-3, there's definitely going to take some time to be able to get the right people in there. I mean, you look at, say, San Francisco, you look at Atlanta, you know, they've inherited kind of that Pete Carroll type of system, and it takes literally about 3 years to get the right personnel. And so that, I think, is a reality if you're going to a different one. Again, this wasn't intended in the sense that there was a coaching change because they wanted to make a coaching change. But now, because of the coaching change, I think that Steve does need time to get the personnel that fits what he wants to do.
Johnny, take us inside the NFC West, all right? Tell us about Seattle. What is going on with the Seahawks?
Well, they've now started to get the physical nature of their team going. For example, the offensive line, which has been beat up and looking terrible for the last couple of years, now has, over the last four games, had 155 yards a game rushing. And really, the two additions to the offensive line that's kind of make that click is DJ Fluker and J.R. Sweet. Wheezy, the two guards, and so now they're more physical. I mean, Fluker now in each of the past two games has pancaked a defensive lineman. 2 weeks ago, he pancaked Ndamukong Suh. The other thing that's going on with Seattle is their secondary is starting to come together and become very physical. I mean, it's no longer the Legion of Boom. That all ended in 2 years in Arizona, but now they've got to still have the Boom. I mean, they have now put four wide receivers with concussions in the last 2 weeks, all on legal hits. I mean, the combination of Ted Thompson, who's now replacing Earl Thomas, and Bradley McDougal, they become very physical, and they're good tacklers that they're starting to come together. It's still young. I mean, you'll watch in the next couple of weeks, they'll give up a bunch of yards because they've got Matthew Stafford coming up and some real good quarterbacks, but they're starting to kind of get the personality of this team to a point where maybe they can make a rash run to get a wild card.
John, thanks for coming on. Sorry we're grumpy.
Thank you, Johnny.
Ron, are you going to be okay?
I'm going to be fine. Be fine, absolutely. No doubt about it. Say hello to Pat.
Yeah, there's beer in my fridge, so I'll be
okay.
Eventually. Yes. Thank you, John.
Thank you.